big.
It's big. Better quality.
Better quality?
Yeah.
All right. Murray asks, Bain the Rabbanan, Bain the Yehuda, Lel Fumi Pesach Shara Chotzer. Tixiv Erech Chotzer Mea Bama, Berechav Chamishim, Bechamishim, Kemech Hamesh Amois. Tixiv Hamesh Amois Ama Kloim Lekasev, Tixiv Lekasev Hashenis Mizem Mize, Shara Chotzer Kloim Chamesh Sri Am, Ma Vahalon Chamesh Berechav Esrim, Afkan Chamesh Berechav Esrim. Now, there are at least I saw four pshatim in this kashim, the Gemara, which is interesting, you know, unusual to see so many different pshatim in a simple Gemara's kashim. So we're going to try to dissect them and see what we can pull out of the different pshatim. For those of you who haven't done the Gemara yet or haven't seen it yet, maybe you did in the afternoon, but I'll try to say over things as clearly as possible so you'll see where we're going. Rashi, in Divrei Maaseh, Lil Fumi Pesach Shara Chotzer, explains the kash is going on the reichav. A reichav parach. Disnabe masnisen varochav me'esra amayus yamai. Ashkan pesach chotzer dehavi esrim reichav ikri pesach. Tixi ve'es kalei hechatzer ves masach pesach shar hechatzer. Veparshas nosim. So, Rashi learns the kash of the Gemara is specifically talking about the reichav, that we should learn up from the Shara Chotzer that you see that a Pesach can be wider than 10, it can be even up to 20. So let's learn up from there that that there's a shame Pesach, a din Pesach even, at 20, and therefore, why does the Mishnah say that more than 10 is possible? Now Rashi adds something. Aval ha-goyva, that we couldn't ask. We couldn't ask how can the Mishnah say that up to 20 amos is kosher for the Geira? Learn from here that you can only have 5. That you couldn't ask. And Rashi says, I'll tell you why you can't. Rashi says that we see the Pesach HaHeichal as actually 20. So from there we can learn that you can have a din Pesach up to 20 from the Heichal. The kash is, why can't we learn from the Shara Chotzer that I can have a din Pesach with a reichav of 20 from the Shara Chotzer? So the Gemara, according to this, gives two solutions, Aliba de Rashi. Solution one is that, in fact, Shara Chotzer doesn't have a Shem Pesach, a din Pesach. Shem Pesach, din Pesach. It's not a Pesach. Second solution, Rashi says, is that the psukim are talking about the not the reichav, but the gov of the walls. There is no shear mentioned in the Torah as to how wide the space was between the walls of the Mishkan. Therefore, if there is no shear, there's nothing to learn from. Therefore, harja leduchta. We don't know exactly what the shear is from the Shara Chotzer. We can only learn from the Pesach. So the chilek between the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra is going to be in whether or not the Shar HaChotzer has a din Pesach or not. According to the first Lashon, we say it no longer has a din Pesach. According to the second answer, we never address that. We are continuing to hold perhaps the Shara Chotzer does have a din Pesach. But afal pichein, we don't know the shear in terms of the width. Now we have another Shita 2 in the Sugya, which is the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah rejects Rashi out of hand. He rejects what Rashi wants to learn in the Lishna Basra, that the Psukim are referring only to the Gaiva. He says anybody who reads Chumash, anybody will see. He says, just wipes it away with one fell swoop. Achkosha dekroy muchuche devarecha ksiv. The Psukim are obvious. They're talking about the width of those walls, not the height of them. Therefore, says the Ritzvah, it's a totally different question. The question is that we see the Shara Chotzer had a height of 5. So there, maybe when the height is only 5, then the Reichav can be 20. You're right. In Achinam, when the height is 20, maybe then you're right, the Rechav can be only 10. But we find in the Shara Chotzer, when the height is only 5, then maybe he says we can push out the width to 20. Now, we see in the Ritzvah something very interesting. In other words, his definition of Pesach versus Pirtza is not defined. We spoke about in that first shiur, when we spoke about we were Miyashiv the Ran, we talked about the idea that there's a shame Pesach and a shame Pirtza Lagabe the Goiva. There's a shame Lagabe the width. The Ritzvah is saying that shame Pesach, shame Pirtza is based on conglomeration. You know, you look at everything together. You look at the Goiva and you look at the width together, and based on that you're going to define Pirtzer versus Pesach. So he says, Enochinami, if the height would be 20, then maybe a width of 20 tach would be a Pirtzer. But he says the kash specifically is that you see in the Shara Chotzer, we could get away with a height of 5. That's the halacha. Nonetheless, and maybe 20 was good. That's how he explains the kasha. It's possible. There are all kinds of reasons why Rashi could have rejected the Ritzvah. He may not hold as the Hemshech of the Ritzvah with all his cheshbonis with the Psukim. Rashi may have rejected. Or Rashi may have understood that the Shem Pesach and the Shem Pirtza are based Goiva width or in the width. You can't say that the Shem Pirtza is going to change based on the fact that the width is higher, the width is slower. Hechatesi, according to Rashi, that could be true. These two pshatim, both the Ritzvah and the Rashi, reject what I would call the simpler pshat in the Gemara. The simpler pshat to me is that the question's from the Goiva. It means we've been talking, the sugi is about the Goiva. We've been talking about the Goiva 20. We learned that's what the whole limud's been. And the question then is, why do you say that the Goiva is 20, learning from the Shara Chotzer, the Goiva is only 5? And that, in fact, is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam learns, in fact, that's his question. He asks, how could it be? Why are we suddenly talking about the Reicha? We should be speaking about the Goiva. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns, Al Kin Pirsh Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to read it out just very quickly as it's brought in the Rashba. Demi Goiva Kaparech. We're asking from the Goiva. Dilelis Kasher B'yeser Mehei Kishara Chotzer. It can't be kosher for more than a height of hay, just like the Shara Chotzer. De'im mishum de Pesach hechel gavaya esrim, leke lemelef minei. Mishum de Pesach oil moed chidishu. You can't learn from the height, from the oil moed at all. Don't learn from the Pesach hechel, the height is 20, because you can't learn from Pesach oil moed at all, because it's a chidish. Ushaloi kedin nikra Pesach. The Pesach of the Oil Moed, of the Mishkan, was Shalai Kedin called the Pesach. Because what really you had was a three-sided figure. There was nothing in the fourth side, a curtain. Since there's nothing in the fourth side, it was Poretz Bimluoy. It's not a Pesach at all. Shalai Hayabai Gifufai Klal. Vehilkach, Pesach HaHechal Shaibim Kaimai. That Pesach of the Heichal is Shalai Kedin called the Pesach. Elamishara Chotzerika Lamelach. So, yes, he's asking, what do you mean? We're learning from the Pesach HaHeichal. So, you see something very interesting in Rabbeinu Tam. That's number one. Rabbeinu Tam is learning that when the Torah said, Ushchote Pesach or El Mayed, it is speaking about the Mishkan, it is not speaking about the Mikdash. Not like Taisvis on Basim and Aleph Divrei Maskel Ashkechan. Taisvis over there learned Beferish that Misvara, the whole drush of Dlossus, there were no Dlossus in the Mishkan. Al Karchach Misvara, the Pasuk is referring specifically to the Mikdash. And therefore Taisvis understands that the Gemara goes on to say, Al Ashkan Mikdash Dikri Mishkan, or Mishkan Dikri Mikdash. Taisvis must understand that Gemara to mean that it's interchangeable. Sometimes the Torah refers to Mishkan, but in Svara we have to say it refers to Mikdash or vice versa. Sometimes we have to say that. It says Tosfos, this is an example. The Torah in writing Ushchotei Pesach El Mayed must have been speaking about the Mikdash and not the Mishkan, because there were no Dlosos in the Mishkan. You see, for Rabbeinu Tam, that's not true. Rabbeinu Tam is learning that the Torah was specifically speaking about the Mishkan. The Mikdash is based on the Mishkan. In structure, there are many similarities. There are differences, but there are many similarities between Mikdash and Mishkan. The understanding is that the Pesach Oil Moed of the Mishkan is reproduced in the Mikdash in the Pesach HaEichel. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that's not right. Because in the Mishkan, it wasn't a Pesach. It didn't have the shape. It had no tzur of a Pesach. It was just an open side. Mimela, the Pesach Oil Moed cannot be referring to the Pesach HaHeichel either, because that's being learned from the Pesach HaMishkan. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is going to learn that the Gemara, when it says Ashken Mikdash Dikri Mishkan and Mishkan Dikri Mikdash, it's because Mishkan and Mikdash are learned one from another. You can only learn up, he says, from the Mishkan to the Mikdash if the Mishkan had a Shem Pesach. If it doesn't have, there's no limud. El Al Korachach, we want to learn from Shara Chotzer. Alibet Rabbeinu Tam. The first answer of the Gemara is that it's taka not called a Pesach at all. It's taka called a Shar. Can't learn from it. And the second answer says,
how could the Shar be smaller than the Pesach?
Oh, that's one of the kashas we'll get to. And number two, the Rashba goes on to say, the Rabbeinu Tam will have to say is, in fact, the Maskana is the Geiva of the Shara Chotzer. It was, in fact, 20. Likashamidi. So that is Ad Kan, the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. It's a fascinating Sheet. The Rashba brings several questions on the Rabbeinu Tam. There are other questions also in the Ritva. I'm going to address the ones in the Rashba just because they're more straightforward and more to the point. Fik Shabbat Taisvus. He quotes B'Shem Taisvus. Dim Kain Mai Kamashani Pesach Shara Chotzer Ikri Pesach Stoma Le Ikri De'afilu Gavoya Hey Ikri Shar Kol Shechein Dikri Pesach. That's your question. De Pesach Kotten Mishar V'cheven De'afilu Shar Godol Le'avi Yoyser Mihei Kol Shechein Pesach Kotten Shalihei Yoyser Mihei. How can it be? If a Shar is only 5, how can a Pesach be more than 5? So no matter how you slice it, no matter where you're going to make the limud from, it can't be that a Pesach is more than 5. So how can the Mishnah say that it's kosher up to 20? Void kashli. Yefsher hamakshel ha-hakshayis mishar ha-chotzer. Elim ken noimar to be Pesach ha-hechal lo-yofinen. Dechidishu uchamayishu kasavnu. He says, number two, he says, how could the Maksha ask from Shara Chotzer? That assumes the Pesach HaChechal is not a Pesach. V'chevan shekein, l'shinir kama, de mishanin in Shara Chotzer ikri, Pesach stoma l'ikri, lek l'meila, loy mi Shara Chotzer, v'loy mi Pesach HaChechal. V'av ala l'kshuye, b'kol mokom, b'en l'Rabbi Yehuda, b'en l'Rabbanan, goy v'esrim, arboim, minaluhu. In other words, the Gemara in the first Lashon certainly rejects Shara Chotzer. It's not called a Pesach. So you're left with nothing. You can't learn from the Pesach HaHeichal because that was learned from the Mishkan. The Mishkan wasn't a Pesach. You can't learn from the Shara Chotzer because that's not called a Pesach. So says the Rashba, we should be left now asking, so where'd you get 20 from? Where's the Limud? And that the Gemara never asked. Therefore, the Rashba rejects the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, and he learns like Rashi.
So we see that Rashi had Rabbeinu Tam's questions, really.
What is it? What do you mean?
We see that Rashi had Rabbeinu Tam's questions. That's why Dafka learns the Reichiv, not the...
Well, he doesn't. The basic question of Rabbeinu Tam was, it's just the Hemshech HaSugi, it doesn't work. It's talking about, it should be talking about Goiva. That Rashi didn't have. Now, Rashi didn't have it for a reason. And Rashi said, he can't ask from the Goiva, because if he asks from the Goiva, you're back to square one. This is very important. Notice that Rabbeinu Tam has not, the Rashi doesn't address this as one of his kashas on Rabbeinu Tam, but it's glaring. Rashi said, you couldn't ask from the Goiva, because what's wrong with the Goiva? We'll learn from the Pesach HaHeichal that it's 20. So Rabbeinu Tam is addressing that from the back door without speaking it out, because by telling me that the whole limud to the Pesach HaHeichel was from the Pesach HaMishkan, so the Pesach HaMishkan isn't a Pesach, so the Pesach HaHeichel falls by the wayside. You can't learn from Pesach HaHeichel. The only place to learn is a Shara Chatzer. Now it's only with Rabbeinu Tam's pshat that this question comes up. Alibi to Rashi. Rashi says, you can't ask from the Gaiva because you always fall back on your Pesach HaHeichel.
But according to Rashi, we'll end up learning a Pesach which we never found. You'll end up learning a Pesach which is 20 by 20, which we've never found such a Pesach.
Correct. So Rashi doesn't seem bothered by that. Rashi sounds as though, again, that's where the Ritzba is arguing. Rashi sounds like the shame Pirtza goes one way width, one way height. You do not look at a total and say, hey, this thing is too big. That doesn't seem to bother Rashi. Doesn't seem to bother. So in other words, that's the idea. Pirtzas are in the width, Pirtzas in Gaiva, not a conglomerate of the two. That's what the Ritzba exactly addressed.
Right, but also seem to be arguing with that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we don't know. He didn't talk about it. He certainly could argue with it. So what is Rabbeinu Tam saying? So I just want to tell you from a limud point of view, when you have questions from Rabbeinu Tam, and there's even more in the Ritva, I'm not going to go into all of them now. A lot of them are a little cosmetic, but they will be answered according to what I'm about to tell you. The best place to look is to try and see Rabbeinu Tam himself. Look up Rabbeinu Tam. We have a sefer called Sefer Yosher, which presumably was written by Rabbeinu Tam. And let's see what he says there. So I don't have it on my Bar Ilan. I had to copy it. But he says some very interesting things here, which I think it's obvious to me. I don't know how the Rishonim knew the Rabbeinu Tam, but it can't be they had this Sefer Yosher. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. I'm starting out from the top. He's just quoting now the Gemara, and he's going through the Gemara and how he understands the Gemara. Vachi Yosinu. Bein l'rabban and bein l'rabihudid lil fevi pesach shara chotzer d'chsiv oirech echotzim mea b'amav k'siv b'chameshon esrei amois elakosif k'siv v'lechosif v'shenis ma'la holon b'reichem esrim afkan v'chamesh b'reichem esrim pesach shara ikri pesach stamalei ikri. Look at these words. Ukrod u'shchotei pesach olimayed lav alei koi. Later he says it out even clearer. When he gets into the etzem question of the Gemara, look about 1, 2, 3, 6 lines down, the middle of the line. V'hachi perusha bein l'rabban and bein l'rabihuda, the yalfei ushchotei pesach olmoyed, lilf mi pesach shara chotzer, dahu b'olmoyed hava, diker pesach mishkan gamrina, mi pesach hamishkan gufei le'matzi parich, to lehavi dumia disharp sochim, to chal adayfin shalafon of hayaparots. In other words, Amidayik, what he's learning is this. It's not stam that we knocked out the Pesach of the Mishkan. The Torah says, Ushchotei Pesach Oil Mayed. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the kasha of the Gemara is, why did you assume that the Pesach HaHeichel is the Pesach Oil Mayed? That's not a good candidate, because it's not really a Pesach. It doesn't have the shape, it doesn't have the tzur of a Pesach at all. So that can't be what the Torah means, Shchotei Pesach El Mayid. And therefore you can't learn to Heichel. The correct candidate for Pesach El Mayid is the Shara Chotzer. So learn from the Shara of the Chotzer. One second. So learn from the Shara Chotzer. Hold on, I'll get to it. Learn from the Shara Chotzer. Oho. Learn from the Shara Chotzer. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. Let's learn from there. And then the only Pesach that's Meduber in the Torah, Pesach Oil Mayed, is that Shara Chatzar, which we find at a height of 5. So that's the kasha. The width is good. The Mishnah is good with the width. The height is the problem. How can you tell me the height is 20? You see from here, the height is only 5.
How can we say the height is, the width is 10? You found the width of 20. How can you tell me the width is 10? I should be asking on the width as well.
Oh, see, he answers that. He says... He says further down, he addresses that. All that gets addressed. V'ikir pircha mishum goiva nokat. I'll tell you where this is. 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines down. The first word in line is the word v'amudim. No, before that, the first word in line is the word ama. You see it? The Iker Pircha Mishim Goiva Nokat, the Rechev Esrim Laf Pircha Malyehi, the Donim Vamudim Adife Bitsura Sapesa. Amazing idea. Tells me that you really couldn't ask from the width, because the whole Pesach is different when you have a Donim. Then I can be Seival, a 20 Amma wide Pesach. When you have walls, then it has to be 10.
Why did Adonim?
I don't know.
Tosis says
I don't know. Yeah, I know. This is how Rabbeinu Tam understands. It says when you have it, somehow when I have the posts, it doesn't have the tzura of a pirza. When I have it as a wall, then it does. I don't understand clearly what it means.
Means the pole in the middle of the Pesach. It means the pole in the middle of the Pesach.
That's what he means.
I mean,
the middle
of the Pesach. I mean, the bein tam. It divides up.
Even. I mean, he means in the center.
Yeah.
Could be.
That's calling it tzuras of Pesach.
Yeah. In other words, he's saying is that when you have the post in the middle, so therefore the pirtza, it doesn't look as bad because the space is not as wide. That's possible. You know what he's saying?
Less
and
spoken up into four.
You break it up, that's right. So in other words, you don't really see this massive wide thing, you just see
a bunch of benches. Tom doesn't see that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what he's referring to. I don't know. He said,
Donim
Vamudim Adifei B'tzuras HaPesach.
Donim Vamudim Adifei B'tzuras HaPesach. Huh? There would be poles,
but the poles didn't have
Donim.
The Adonim
would crush.
Just an idea.
What?
In the middle of the doorway, the entrance to the oil.
There were Donim. There was.
In the middle?
How do you know there weren't?
Because the Adonim with the crush, the numbers of the Adonim, the numbers of the crush were each.
The ones that were holding, these held the curtain. They had Adonim too.
Jesus doesn't use the lotion of crush, the wood crush.
It's the same thing. The Torah calls them crush with the same thing.
That they were crushing the middle of the entrance.
Yeah.
That
would make sense. One second. So he obviously, at least according to Lishna Kama, this is going to answer all the Rashba's questions. According to Lishna Kama, when you say at the end that Shar HaChatzer doesn't have a Shem Pesach, Al Karchach it's Hajul Duchta, you're going to go back. You know, we had a Svara to tell me that this ought to be it. That can't be the Pesach, it doesn't have the Tzuras of Pesach. But Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. We are going to say that in spite of the fact that there is no Tzuras of Pesach, this is the Shem Pesach Oil Mayid. And then I'm going to learn Pesach HaHechel. In other words, it wasn't a Svar Muchletet to fall off the Pesach of the Mishkan. It was a Svar to say, this is a better candidate. Because this already has the Tzur of Pesach. No, Kamash Malan, go back.
I think he
Kimat says it beferish later. What I'm more fascinated by is something that Yossi started to raise. The Rashba goes on, the Rabbeinu Tam goes on to explain in the Maskana. What does the second Lashon mean? According to him, in the second Lashon, we don't fall off the fact that Shar Pesach HaChotzer is Pesach Oil Mayid. We just say that the Gaiv, in fact, was 20, lo kashamidi. He learns Rabbeinu Tam like Rashi's first Lashon. There is a strange structure. I don't even understand it exactly. There's a strange structure in the Mishkan that the eastern side had a height of 20 amas. The rest of it was only 5 going around. And the height of the Pesach Oil Mayid, in fact, is 20, v'shalom ha'yisrael. Which means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, at least in the second Lashon, The shar of the chotzer is the Pesach Oil Mayid.
No, it was 20 to 20.
Okay. So he's saying we're not, the Geiva doesn't bother me. The width doesn't bother me. And we're going to have to say.
We never found 20 by 10.
Right. We never found, right. But we'll have to say that he's saying is when I don't have that mila of the Adonim in the middle, so we go back to Kidavdi Inshe. What's assumed? What's considered Pesach? Huh?
20 by 20 was about to call the shot.
Okay, but where's the 10? Where did number 10 come from?
We made it go back to learning from the Hechel. Like Rebbe said, it was a better candidate to learn from
Pesach. I'm saying in the second Lashon.
The Yibo Yisema. Right. So what's the size of the entranceway?
Of what's being Pesach Medu, what's Medubra is the Pesach El Mayid.
Right.
The Shara Chater is the Pesach Ol Moed.
What is Pesach Ol Moed? So the best candidate, says of Benutam, is Pesach Shara Chater.
Correct.
How big was that? Maybe you're saying it was 20 by 20. 20 by 20 is a Vade Ashar. Maybe we can't learn from that. So we can't learn from where we're going from. Like Ritzvah said. That's the Shaka of the Torah, but in essence, there's one Teretz in the Gemara. There's one Teretz in the Gemara that it's Shara. Questions are we going to say Shara on something that was 5 by 20?
So you can look at his words. I didn't see him saying that, but if he wants to say that, I can't object. You're saying is he holds that's the Maskana too. Doesn't say it.
Yeah, but then you can't learn from Hichel because you said
well,
that's
Mishkan. I wouldn't have time now in the middle of Shir, but I if you had a chance to read through it, you can look. He doesn't go back and make that Cheshbon.
If he's not learning from there, he can't learn from Mishkan, from Hichel because that's the Mishkan.
Why?
That's why he doesn't. That's the whole Kashrut Gemara. We can't learn from Hichel because the Mishkan didn't have.
How many times schlogged up the Hichel? How can you go back?
Can't go back to it.
You can't go back to it.
Yes, but what he's saying now is that we're saying this
Shekhan. No, he's arguing that the Maskana of the second lashon of Rabbeinu also goes back to Pesach Hichel.
Yeah, but how can you? It
doesn't say. He just says that it was 20 by 20. Then why don't we learn from there? It doesn't say.
So I'm telling you what I think. I think he feels that the Reichel was never good. Was never a candidate because he said because of these posts the fact that the width over here was 20 didn't tell me anything. The only thing I can know is the Goyva. Where does 10 go? That's a good question.
Because Whoa,
a minute. So I think he's learning. He's going to learn 10 is Kedah Avdei Inshei.
10 Amos is Avdei Inshei.
Standard Pesach. The assumption is a standard Pesach. That's right. That's what the Ron says. The Ron said the way the Ron learns the Sugya is the Havamina was that I would learn from Kedav the Enshe, the Pasuk of Pesach Omay taught me you can even make it bigger.
Yes, maybe it was bigger than the width as well.
So we don't know. We don't have a Raya.
Right, but Tanamus is awfully wide. We say that's the standard that Pesach wide. For a person's house.
I don't know.
The house, the Gemara says, the standard house was 10 by 10 was the house.
Yossi, you haven't been to Los Angeles yet.
What?
You haven't been to Los Angeles.
I'm talking about terms of the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara of Basra, what's the standard size of different houses?
I don't know.
Part of the Melachim is 12 by 12.
And it's first
Just a second.
Because we learned from there.
You know, I never measured.
Is Reiche Begaiva is for Malkin?
Oh no, we're not talking about Lachim. We're talking about the Kedav Din Shi. I guess the widest people. There are people out there that made homes with 10 amma wide. Is that so wide? Is that really so wide?
15 feet.
5 meters.
It's 15 feet.
5 meters.
15 feet's not that much.
5 meters. Most of this room.
Not that big. Big double door.
It doesn't make sense 3 meters, to say that.
Not that big.
I don't remember.
It is quite.
I've seen many psachim, and I don't. I never measured. I never thought about it. No, I never measured. I never measured.
2.5 pounds of me. Why?
Quite the whole.
Stand the that's the sidewalk.
Big double
5 meters.
Yeah, so you're saying, where do you ever see a door that wide?
It says the door, it's just the entrance.
It doesn't have to be that wide, it's up till that wide.
Right, but there has
to be but he's saying that there are people who make Pesachim with that size.
You could.
Who says a Pesach has a door? You can make it bigger than that.
I have to go back to Lachish and see the war entrance of the way. I think it was that wide in the city of Lachish. The entrance to the city. That was that wide.
Entrance to the city.
I believe it was that wide. I have to see Megiddo. I mean, I've seen the entrance in many cities. I don't know. I have to go back and measure. He gave me something else to do next time I go. Okay.
In the first terrace, how do you go back to Yichol?
Huh?
How do you go back to Yichol?
Oh, so now that I understand that this was an amazing Kiddush to me. It means that the Dinei Shari Pesach, if I'm right, I mean, I don't know, if you tell me that he means to go back like the Ritzvah, but I thought he's still standing that according to Lishna Basa, the Pesach, the Ushchot, the Pesach HaOmoed, means Shara Chotzer, which means Hadra L'Duchta, in the base of Mikdash, they had doors. In fact, the only thing that didn't have doors was the Pesach HaOlam. The Mishnah says everything had doors.
Really, the
maskana
is that we're really not learning
from
Pesach
Eichel. Right, Shchotei Pesach Oil Mayid. The understanding is Oil Mayid doesn't refer to the place where the clay hamikdash were. Referred to the whole temple complex, and that is the Pesach Oil Mayid means the entrance into the Chotzer, which is the whole Pesach Oil Mayid, and that will and that
but
should
we're not
remain.
To the mikdash, then. We can't be learning from the mikdash.
Why can't I learn to the mikdash too?
What size was the mikdash?
The doors?
The entrance to the Azor, how big was that?
I don't know. I think we. I don't know if there's shirim given in the Mishnah. I don't remember, but I remember it had doors. It's not clear in the Mishnah what the height was, but it does say that it had doors. They all had doors. All the entrances to the Azara had doors. So that would mean then that when you shecht, do we say when you shecht a shlamim that you have to have the doors of the high of shanik? Of course not. Lomatzano door is it? So it must be, huh?
They closed the doors to the Azara. But they're inside. You can literally
screw off the ground. So you have
inside. But you have like glass.
So that's what you have to say. In other words, I think from Rabbeinu Tam is a raya that he must have learned like Rashi. That as long as there was an open line from the Shechitas HaShlamim to the inside, to the Heichel, to the Mokum of the Aron, then that was kosher. So that he'd be there.
So what does it have to do with this Hakotah at all? It would always be inside.
It was always inside.
So how could Shechotah HaShlamim not be
Hakotah? You mean the drasha of the Dlosses? I don't know. And see, this drasha doesn't work. It doesn't. It's just a drasha that tells me the words don't work. The words don't work. I don't know how we're being assembled.
In the midbar, yeah. Time of the Mishkan, what did they have to shecht? They shechted with inside the club, they could shecht outside as well.
In the midbar? Well,
whether we had the machlekes
tanoim, whether they had korban sibor or korban yochid. But that was like, that was Obama. That was, those were, oh yeah.
No, you had, Bosa Taipa was awesome. You had to bring the korban. You had to bring a shlomi. One of the evening, you had to bring a shlomi. Where did they shecht it?
I think with Shechtas Ben Mokum that you could see the Azara, any place you could see the Azara.
So maybe then you needed the door to be open. But there was no door.
I don't know.
Maybe that's what it's talking about. Is that the time of the Mishkan, when you're Shechting outside of those, outside of that entrance, where you need to be open?
I don't know.
When it's revealed again, it's 40 from.
But the, huh?
When it's revealed again, it's 40 from.
This we're not. This is all in the Rabbana. We'll have to see Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda has. Yeah. In other words, he. I don't know. He doesn't address it. Yeah. In other words, the second answer, the Lishna Basra, only works according to the Rabbana. That was what Rashi tasted like.
That's not true.
The Ran doesn't like that, huh?
That's not true. According to what I was saying, that's not true.
Why?
Because if it's going that in essence it goes back to the fact that it's a sham because of that size.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going to go back to learn it from the Heichol or the Ulam, which will go back to the original Machlik, so we're going to Rabbana, according to Ritzvah. Ah, no, it's not true. One work anyway is according to Rabbi, because the size of the coin didn't work out.
Right.
No, it's not true. According to Rabbi Natan, it can work out. Because according to Rabbi Natan, the coin around with five animals, like a Buddha. It was only the eastern side of Buddha, never spoke about the eastern side.
Say that. I don't know. He doesn't talk about it. The Ran to me is the Rabbeinu Tam. These are the two sheets that I was interested in. Is the Rabbeinu Tam. This is fascinating to me. This was the Havamina Maskana, and the Ran who's a completely lumdish asvara. The Ran learns that the Gemara rejects the Pesach HaHeichal because it was open to an ulam. The Havamina is learn from the Shara Chotzer because that's open to a Rishus HaRabim. That's where you ought to learn from. He assumes that outside the Azar, outside the Shara Azar in the Mishkan, outside of that was Rishus HaRabim.
See, not like that.
They
were
on Shabbos. Machlevi was Rishus HaYochi. I mean, I don't know if it had a din Rishus HaRabim, or he means just it was open to the world, open to.
Wasn't Machlevi part of the Mishkan? Was only Rishus HaRabim
right, but that was part of Machlevi. That was called Machlevi.
Same Rishus over there. Come on, it's not Machlevi. It's two tanks.
Point is, it wasn't meant for Machne Yisrael, which was Rishus HaRabim. It was meant for all the more of a reason not to call it Rishus HaRabim if only two people were living there.
So the Ran goes on to say something interesting. He says that he doesn't explain. He says that it's not from the Lashon Pesach, but he says the Gemara's taina was that this is the Pesach we should be learning from, because the din Pesach I'm looking for is a Pesach that's open to Rishus HaRabim. Now, presumably, if I understand the Ran correctly, he is saying something else. He is saying that he's learning the kashas both from the Reichav and the Goyva. Neither of them work. So the Reichav should be exactly as it is in the Shara Chatzer. That's the Pesach we find. Pesach HaEichal seems to say is out. Now, he doesn't necessarily say, like Rabbeinu Tam, that he will learn from Shchata Pesach or Lamayit, but I think he's saying something else. That the Havamina is, and I'm going to sort of make this a Lishitosim a little, the Havamina is that we are learning specifically from the Shara Chotzer and not the Pesach of the Heichel. He says, I think because since the Heichel is open to the Ulam, then there's no reason why I needed a Pesach Bechlal. It was a Pirtza. And therefore, the fact that I had a height of 20 is understandable. It was a Pirtza. Therefore, the Havamina was to learn from the Shara Chotzer. Kamash Malani says in the first Lashon that it's called the Shar. If it's called the Shar, it's a Pirtza Balma. I think he's going to learn that if this is a Pirtza, then we have to go back our source to the Pesach HaHechal and say that Taka wasn't a Pirtza there, that was a Pesach. I leave you to I don't think he's working with it. I don't see it in his words. Shkata Pesach El Maid. I think he's just working with what's called Pesach. His maskana is very interesting. His maskana is that when the Torah said Shar Chatzar, once you say the height is 20, he says this. V'taris Pesach Alav, but filu samach l'shus harabim. Even if you're saying it's a Pesach, it's ki ay gav ne mikri pischa Pesach Hechal she samach l'makom mukuf amayle have reviach tfei me'esar amos. If indeed the Shara Chotzer, you're right, we can't automatically dash anything from the words. But he says, if this is called a Pesach, so why wasn't the Pesach HaHechal also 20 amas high? Elavade leg pide tere bistimose shel chotzer upischoi teres pirtzolov. He says it must be, even in the second Lashon, the Shara Chotzer was a pirtza. Elabehechal mitoich shikdushose meruba. The Heichal had tremendous Kedusha. Hikpida lov lesalka mi'oysa rishus shuchutzaloi. The Torah wanted to separate it from the rishus outside. Umine ikla migmar lemavui, which I think means this. The Heichal was a contained rishus. It was built that way. Therefore, al korchach, it has a Pesach. That Pesach is the one we can learn from. And even though it's open to an ulam, but because the Kedusha was confined to that place, this is called a Pesach. We reject out of hand the Shara Chotzer being a Chotzer, v'gamarnu.
But the Kedusha was also limited to the Chotzer.
What?
Pesach Shara Chotzer was limited to the Kedusha. There was no Kedusha in the Shara Chotzer that needed to be contained there?
Apparently it did. I agreed. In other words, how could you have a Pirtz over there? That's what he's saying, that because the Kedusha was Meruba, it had to be contained. Therefore, it had to have a Pesach. What I see is something very interesting. I just want to just share this point with you. What you see from the Ran, that this last statement was very interesting. He says, if this would be called the Pesach, then the Pesach HaHechel should have been 20 also. This is L'shitose all along, where he always understood an interesting idea, that Al Korchach, the drush of the Torah, is limiting the maximum size of a Pesach. Because if it could be higher, they would have made it higher in order to beautify the Beis HaMikdash. The assumption is that all of the psachim that are called psachim in all the entrances of the Beis HaMikdash were on some kind of maximum height, else the beauty shaboy. So if we see that the Heichel was smaller, was limited, it must be why? Because there's a limit in what's called a Pesach and it couldn't be higher. Therefore, he said, if the Shara Chotzer is called a Pesach, the Heichel should have been that high too, at least. Elamai can't be. Now, this, I think, from the Ran all along, it's this whole back and forth. If this is a Pesach, this isn't a Pesach. This is because why? Because it's assumed whatever's called a Pesach, the dimensions have to be that everywhere in the Beis HaMikdash, that height, that width and that height. So if I find this is called a Pesach, you have shver this construction of the Heichel. So you got to knock out the Heichel. If you say, that can't be. This is not like Rashi. From Rashi you see, Rashi was prepared to say the Kash was only in the Reichav. The fact that the Goiva is being limited is more than 20 doesn't bother me. Because I'm not going to learn from that Pesach of the Shara Chotzer, I'm going to learn from the Pesach of Heichal this year 20. Rashi is not bothered by this. Rashi does not seem to have this Svara. The Torah has its own Cheshbonus, why the heights of things or whatever they are. It's not Shver. Why the Pesach HaHechel is if the Pesach HaShara Chotzer is 5, this is 20. Why wasn't this 20? Why wasn't this wider? That doesn't bother Rashi. This is, if you look in the Achronim, a lot of Achronim, Arishis, Maisha, all of them assume that there is no Machlekes Ran and Rashi and everyone on this point. I think it's true. I think it is a Machlekes. Rashi learns that there's a Lima directly from what the Shiurim of Pesach, what the Torah was Koveya, and this, the Torah is being Koveya, a maximum height. A height of this is the height, can't be higher, this is what it is. According to the Ran, that's also true, but the Ran is coming from somewhere. The Ran understands that if the Pesach could be higher, it would be higher. Al-Karchik, the Torah is limiting the height of the Pesach. According to Rashi, this is a major difference, and I just will share with you, the Ran brings in a very strong raya from the Gemara later. He asks, what was the Gemara's question? And the Gemara's answer is, whatever it is, but he says the Ran, what's the question? The question was, if there's a Tzuras Pesach, it should have been higher. Is a raya, says the Ran, if you can make it higher, it ought to be higher. You may have noticed in Tosfos says, it sounds like from Tosfos the question wasn't should be higher because it could have been higher. It's that in the construction, why didn't you, if you have an ulam already, why not? Makes sense, it should be the same height. Why was the must be that you can't make it higher and the Shem Pesach only goes according to 20. Okay, we did a little cheshbon this year. You guys hadn't learned this. I figured I'm going to get you moving, get you at least into this question. Guys, we've got to move faster, right? Let's try to learn this Amud. Let's try to get to Amalter in the next couple of days. Okay? Shkayach. Try.